Hello, friends. Welcome to Kids Animal Stories. If this is your first time listening, my name is Mr. Jim, and welcome to the family. I just have always loved creatures and love story times, so that is why this started. Well, pretty simple origins, but pretty amazing adventures that we go on. And I cannot wait to see what happens in today's part two of Iggy's surfing competition. Is he going to be okay? Are you ready to find out? Me too. Let's go. As all the participants returned back to the beach, there was a lot of chaos.
There was a whole school of sharks out there,
shouted one of the surfers.
They're gonna have to restart this race, bro. Everyone's back here.
Wait a second.
Where's Iggy? Iggy!
Everyone knew who Iggy was and started shouting and shouting for him, but he was not there.
He was actually deep down in the ocean holding his breath.
Wait a second. What happened?
We're going to have to rewind a little bit. Remember when Iggy made it to his surfboard and then something pulled on him? That was actually a shark that had grabbed onto his tail and was trying to pull him off his surfboard. Iggy was very smart in thinking and jumped off his surfboard and swam down deep, deep, deep down. With the shark holding onto his tail, Iggy was able to let go of part of his tail.
Wait a second. What do you mean let go of his tail?
Oh yes, that is a really special skill of a lot of lizards. When they're attacked by a predator, they have like a special button in their mind that they can release a part of their tail. So the shark was grabbing onto his tail, and he was going to try and eat Iggy. But because Iggy was able to release part of his tail, Iggy was able to swim away with the shark left with a little piece of tail stuck in his mouth.
He knew that it wasn't safe to come up yet, and so he had been hiding down in the coral, deep in the blue water. He knew it had been about 30 minutes that he'd been underwater. It was probably safe for him to come up. As he swam up to the surface, he looked around. All he saw was his board. Nobody else around.
Oh, man. Looks like everybody else finished the race without me. All right, well, let's ride these waves one last time.
He got on his board and started catching some ginormous surfing waves.
You should have seen him cutting through the water and riding these waves. It was absolutely amazing.
Back at the beach, all the competitors were lining up to restart the surfing competition now that the sharks had left. But they saw Iggy.
Iggy! He's on the wave right now! Look!
Shouted Connor the sea turtle. Everyone turned around and was frozen in absolute awe.
How did Iggy survive all those sharks out there? He's a legend! A true legend! Ah!
Everyone was shouting for Iggy as Iggy looked up at the beach and everyone was staring at him and it looked like there was this big commotion. He had no clue what was going on, but he had to ride the rest of the waves in.
All right, I guess these are my last sets. Come on, old board, let's see what you got left in you.
As he turned into the last wave and rode it all the way in, he loved the feeling of the wind riding through his tail and against his face, and he just loved surfing. Even though this was going to be his last competition, I don't think he would ever stop surfing.
Is there something that you love to do? Like, even if you were too old and wrinkly, like Iggy, what is something that you think you would just always want to continue doing?
I think I will always love telling stories and also playing outside. We love building forts and doing adventures outside. I will never get sick of that. And finding creatures. I love finding creatures. Well, as Iggy rode the last wave in and landed on the beach, the whole crowd was now cheering Iggy and chanting his name.
Iggy,
Iggy, Iggy. He was so confused, he looked around and saw Connor.
Connor, what in the world is going on? I'm in last place, right?
Iggy, what in the world are you talking about? You won, Iggy! You won the whole thing!
Iggy was in absolute shock. He almost didn't even believe his friend Connor the Sea Turtle. But as the trophy was being brought out to him, he then realized what had happened.
Bro, how did you survive all those sharks? I heard there were thousands of sharks out there, and that's why everybody came back in. How did you do it?
Connor was really excited to hear the story. He knew that Iggy could tell really good stories. Iggy laughed.
Oh, remember in the 80s when that shark took a chunk out of my tail?
Yes, yes, of course I do. I'll never forget that,
said Connor.
Well, I guess he wanted another taste of my tail, and I gave it to him. I camped out down at the coral just for a little while to let the sharks swim away, but... And then I came up and got on my board and rode the waves back to shore. That's about it.
Dude, that's so sick! You won! After all these years, you finally did it! We're so proud of you, Iggy!
Connor jumped onto Iggy, who was now very tired.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you. Now, can you let me breathe for a minute?
Oh, sorry. I'm just so excited.
And that was the day that Iggy the Marine Iguana became the champion of the whole surfing world, because he knew how to swim away from sharks. He's a pretty smart, brave old creature with some amazing stories to tell. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and holy smokes, Iggy is a champion!
And I'm so glad he didn't get eaten by the shark. Did you think that he did get eaten by a shark? I wasn't so sure, but I'm very glad that he chose to be brave and swim way down. Do you remember how long an iguana can hold their breath? Was it 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or 45 minutes?
Yes, he held his breath for 45 minutes. Holy smokes, he's amazing.
Well, friends, that was an amazing adventure, and I cannot wait for the next one, but I will be waiting for you there. Bye.